Nick Cage returns to the Old West to do some buffalo hunting. Today, I'm talking about Butcher's Crossing. This is Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Hello, movie friends. Welcome to Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and today I'm talking about Butcher's Crossing, which is a recent Western starring Nick Cage. And I did want to give a disclaimer for this movie because it's not necessarily obvious based on the premise, but this is a movie about hunting and essentially, killing and skinning a bunch of buffalo. So if that's something that you find upsetting, completely understand if you need to skip out. I know a lot of people have difficulty with that. And if you ever have an issue with, I did want to kind of promote and plug this, if you did ever have an issue with animal cruelty and being put on screen or on film, there is a movie website called Does the Dog Die? which is offers the information that it says on the tin, so it can tell you whether the sweet pup is going to make it or not, but also can tell you if there's incidents of animal cruelty in a movie so you can, use it at your discretion. So that's, just wanted to get that out of the way for those of you who, have concerns and sensitivities about that. So I'm talking about, this is Butcher's Crossing. It is a Western starring Nick Cage, and I think it's very good for what it's trying to do. There's a big flaw to it, which I'll address, but I think otherwise pretty solid. So without further ado, let's get started. One of the selling points for The Old Way was that it was Nick Cage's first Western. That's not terribly surprising when you think of the kind of actor Nick Cage is. You don't want him to play a traditional gunslinger or sheriff. You want a role that plays to his strengths. So if you're going to get him to do another Western in almost as many years, you should try to give him some very Nick Cage acting to do. Which brings us to Butcher's Crossing, a bleak-ass Western that does exactly that. The movie centers around Will Andrews, a young man looking to explore the undiscovered country of the Old West after a prim and proper life in New England high society. To achieve his dreams, Andrews attaches himself to a buffalo hunter named Miller, who has designs on bringing in a big one, or a giant collection of skins. But what starts as an adventure in the wild quickly turns into a fight for survival as Miller becomes more unpredictable. So, most modern Westerns come in one of two varieties. Either they're straightforward recreations of old Western stories, perhaps with a twist via casting or style. That's your Magnificent Seven remake or the very good Godless series. On the other end, we have movies designed to deconstruct the mythical Old West and show it for what it was. Rough, violent, and frequently awful. Butcher's Crossing definitely falls into the second category. And of course it is. Look at the title. It's not meant to be a feel-good movie. So what is this movie actually about? In a word, greed. The representation of greed is Nick Cage's Miller, which is a pitch-perfect role for the actor's natural on-screen intensity. When we first meet Miller, he appears to be the kind of man that Will wants to be, or at the very least feels like someone he can learn from. A self-sufficient man who makes his living by tracking and hunting buffalo. But almost everyone, including the folks in Miller's group, keep dropping not-so-subtle hints that Miller isn't a great guy and likely not as good as his job as he claims. It's also clear that Miller views everything from a self-serving lens. While Will looks at the western forests and buffalo herds with wonder, Miller is solely focused on getting as many skins as he can and talks to Will like he's naive. And Miller appears to be right, at first. But the longer the hunt continues, the clearer it becomes that no amount of buffalo hides will ever be enough for Miller as he starts to talk to himself and see betrayal and every logical objection from his crew. If there's one thing that this movie gets right, it's demonstrating the damage this prophet above everything else thinking can do to one man's mind and people who rely on him. This is where casting Cage works so well, since Miller starts talking to himself and gets progressively more manic, paranoid, and violent as the film progresses. It's perfectly suited to Cage's vibe. And I'm admittedly torn about how the buffalo hunt is portrayed. On the one hand, the movie portrays it as an endless, awful slaughter that's lost its purpose a long time ago, and the toll it takes on everyone physically and mentally. On the other hand, I really wish that there was a contrast provided by an indigenous character, since none appear on screen. I'm not an authority on indigenous American peoples, but this kind of senseless slaughter, to put it mildly, is a violation of their way of life. Not only did many plains tribes depend on buffalo to live, but they also did not hunt solely for sport or profit. So seeing something that was so powerful and important in these cultures be turned into a meaningless commodity is upsetting, but could still land harder. There's certainly some hints of this in the shot selection and sweeping shots of the land, buffalo herds, and nature in general. Gabe Polsky and company shot this very well. But the emphasis seems to be more on greed bad versus maybe this entire system is fucked. The verdict is, it's suitably bleak. Though it could hit harder, Butcher's Crossing is a solid Western takedown of greed with a suitably manic Nick Cage. 7 out of 10. This has been Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World, for the latest reviews, discussions, and more. See you next time, everybody, and stay safe.